At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Can't Beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $200 today. Okay, we've got Amber, Sawyer, and Carver. How are you doing?
Good. We're doing good.
We got a whole team there.
Drop-off line.
All right, perfect. You say you're on the drop-off line?
We are, yeah.
All right, great. Well, let's do this quickly. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please read the room?
You got it. Good luck, you three.
$200. Here we go.
All right, Raven's walking out of here. That door's going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You guys have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Number one, Bryan Cranston said he plans to retire next year and move to a small village in France. He was a teacher. What was he a teacher of in Breaking Bad? What did he teach?
Chemistry.
Number two, a study found 5% of people carry their cell phones in their underwear. What's the brand of underwear that stars like Mark Wahlberg and Jeremy Allen White endorsed?
Oh, my God. Calvin Klein.
Number three, Fox is reviving Baywatch next season with an all-new cast. What iconic color bathing suit did the original cast wear?
Red.
Number four, James Vanderbeek had to back out of Dawson's Creek reunion on Monday because he's facing a cancer battle. His family attended and he sent a pre-recorded video thanking everybody for coming. What character did he play on the show?
Oh my God. I don't know.
Number five, Instagram is celebrating their 15th birthday next week and has billions of users every day. Which feature did Instagram introduce in 2016 to compete with Snapchat, where the content disappears after 24 hours?
Real.
Okay, let me
read. Oh, no, story.
Ew.
Okay.
That was iffy.
You're within 3 seconds. I'll give it to you. A 4 out of 5 for
okay.
Amber Sawyer.
Whoa.
And Carver.
Yeah. Okay, pretty good. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one. Bryan Cranston said he plans to retire next year and move to a small town in France. Mm-hmm. He was a teacher of what in Breaking Bad?
He was the chemistry teacher, the science teacher.
Yep. Number two, a study found 5% of people carry their cell phones in their underwear. What's the brand of underwear that stars like Mark Wahlberg and Jeremy Allen White endorsed?
Calvin Klein.
Yes. Number three, Fox is reviving Baywatch next season with an all-new cast.
Oh, boy.
What iconic color bathing suit did the original cast wear?
Red, always red. They're lifeguards.
Yes. Number four, James Vanderbeek had to back out of Dawson's Creek reunion on Monday. He's facing a cancer battle right now.
It's sad.
Yep. His family did attend, and he sent a pre-recorded video thanking everybody for attending. What character did he play on the show?
Dawson Leary. He was the title character.
He was Dawson.
Yeah.
You guys are tied at four. And number five, Instagram is celebrating their 15th birthday this week, and they have billions of users every day. What feature did Instagram introduce in 2016 to compete with Snapchat, where the content disappears after 24 hours?
Is it stories?
It is stories.
Oh, look at me with the guess.
I didn't think you'd get that one.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Literally, that's the luckiest guess I'll make this week.
Amber, Sawyer, and Carver, he beat you 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Awesome. My name's Amber, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time, you guys. Enjoy that shirt, you three, and have a great day at school. $300 tomorrow, Anna.
Bye. Thank you.
Welcome.